days of imprisonment with a minimum sentence of $10,000 in fines. The bill does cover police, arson, game warden, search, and rescue dogs, along with police horses anywhere in the state of Kansas. They also say in the bill that the cost would also cover the replacement of that animal, along with the training that goes along with it. The bill passed through the House yesterday and is expected to take their final vote today in the state Senate that needs to approve the bill. According to the Republican Senate, they say they should not have any issues passing the bill throughout the day. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, baseball fans! A new season of Shocker Baseball is upon us, and new head coach Brian Green has his sights set on winning right away. Support Coach Green in his first season by purchasing season tickets and catch every game this spring at Historical X Stadium. It'll be the place to be with new additions to the outfield experience that are sure to turn Coleman Hill into a party. Grab your season tickets today by visiting goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The Wichita Police Department says they have made an arrest in the case of the stolen bronze Jackie Robinson statue from League 42 in the city. KSN News reports that according to the Wichita Police Department, they have arrested 45-year-old Ricky Alderette after the statue was found, quote, dismantled and burned back on January 30th in Garvey Park. During the court appearance that happened yesterday afternoon, Alderette was charged with felony theft, aggravated criminal damage of property, making false information, and identity theft. They say his next court appearance is set for February 26th, with his bond set right now at $250,000. According to the Wichita Police Department, they say so far during the investigation, there was no evidence of it being a hate-motivated crime, but was motivated by financial gain by stealing the medal from the statue. According to the Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan, he says he's confident that this is only the first arrest, as there are more to come as the investigation on the case is still ongoing. Donations in the community have been made to replace the statue, as a company out of Loveland, Colorado says they have the mold to rebuild the statue. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Browsing Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber has named a new president in Jamie Carl, who previously served as Nebraska Chamber's vice president. He has worked with two Nebraska U.S. senators as a U.S. Army veteran and also spent the last 5 years with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. He is taking over for Cindy Johnson, who is retiring. Carl said in a statement that there are no limits on what Grand Island can achieve. In other news, Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush is stepping down to take over as manager of the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Hornady Manufacturing of Grand Island took over management of the park from the city of Grand Island last week and said in a statement that Bush has a deep personal connection with the shooting park, having served the facility as a volunteer over the last decade. In addition to his law enforcement background, Bush served as a U.S. Marine Sergeant with combat deployments to Iraq, where he was awarded the Navy Achievement Medal. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday unanimously approved moving forward with a request for proposal that could allow sale, lease, and redevelopment of the commercial buildings on the Kester Block, which are city-owned and operated. The request was drafted with assistance from the Kansas Office of Historic Preservation and Main Street America. publication of the RFP was discussed, as well as reaching out to prospective developers within the Midwest, with a timeline for return of interest set for April 15th. The mayor has reviewed and urged full vetting of the options the city has with regard to changing ownership of the property, which was given to the city by heirs of the Kester family. A cost share of $11,000 with Blue River Eye Care was approved for reconstruction of the alley behind the former Alliance Insurance Building, which Dr. Olson is remodeling for Blue River. Approval was given for a stormwater management plan for Landall Shop 100 for additional concrete and a 140 by 320-foot building adjacent just west of the shop in East Marysville on property owned by Landall Ventures. Interim City Administrator updated projects underway and coming up. He touched on capital improvement funds available, noting the sales tax revenue is amounted to around $1.1 million annually, and a current undesignated budget of around $1 million was on hand and could be earmarked toward larger projects if the council wished. Mayoral appointments of Dexter Spitznagel to replace Pat Schramm and Jamie Anderson to replace Sally Oliver on the library board were approved, as well as appointment of John McNish as city judge and consideration of Austin Westbrook as city attorney and prosecutor. Austin Westbrook was formerly with GWB Law Firm and lived in Marysville for a time. His Clay Sutter practice is taking over the work of McNish Law Firm as he winds down private practice to accept a judgeship. Question as to office location for Westbrook and attending qualification which requires the practice be in or a county adjacent to the city were discussed and will be confirmed. Following a brief executive session, Mayor Fry indicated the contract with interim city manager Jeff Peterson would be coming up. They welcomed his continued input as the search for a permanent manager is underway and that his work on some projects may be continued on a contract basis. A meet and greet open to the public with city manager candidates is planned Wednesday, February 28th, 4:30 till 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville, with interviews scheduled the following day. Councilman Chris Schrader made a motion to reconsider a previous decision not to replace a storm siren in East Marysville. He heard public comment and argued that he felt it was important to replace it. Cost estimated at $44,000. A motion to move forward with a new storm siren purchase was passed unanimously. Tim Ackerman of Marysville has filed for re-election as Marshall County Sheriff. Brock Funk will serve as principal at Great Bend, USD 428, effective August 1st. Funk is secondary social studies teacher and junior-senior high building principal at Washington County, serving that role since 2020. Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association elected Shane Oldie of Palmer as board president. Prior to the election, he served as vice president. Oldie farms in Washington and Clay counties and operates Oldie Seed Farms and Verimax RCS. Marysville Mayor Todd Fry joins Stacey Mayer on the party line Wednesday morning. Tune in about 9:40 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Raymond Dean Richard, age 84, passed away February 6th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Marysville Methodist Church. Visitation preceding interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dean Richard. Marianne Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd. Graveside service Thursday, 2:30 at the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 2 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Marianne Bonning. Barbara L. Barb Buck, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service will be held Thursday, 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary, with a family visitation from 6 until 9 p.m. Thursday. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barb Buck of Marysville. Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and cinnamon apple slices. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken breast, macaroni and cheese, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A bit cooler throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then some rain and snow showers possible throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Some snow flurries possible early on Friday, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Warming up on Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still staying sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 26 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01. It's 32 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Ash Wednesday, the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is an opportunity to show those who are dear to you just how much you really care. At Reflections Hallmark, you'll find the sweetest ways to say, I love you. Candy and chocolates, plush, cuddly warmies and lotions, and Duke Cannon products for the gentlemen. Don't forget the grandkids. Someone's got to spoil them too. Pick up a funny or meaningful Valentine's Day card to top it off. Reflections Hallmark.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The best record in the NBA, Celtics sojourn to Brooklyn, fourth quarter.
Boston with a lead, 1:49 to go. Here's Tatum driving baseline, steps around two guys, and flips it up and in with the right hand.
Call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jason Tatum scored 31 of his 41 points. Before halftime, the Celts dropped the Nets 118-110. Anthony Edwards also scored 41 points to lead the West-leading T-Wolves over the Blazers 121-109. The Thunder beat the Magic 127-113. Upset alert again in the NCAA men's top 25. Seventh-ranked North Carolina at Syracuse.
The final seconds meltdown. The students make their way on the floor. 86-79. The Orange avenge one of their most lopsided losses in recent memory. They've got their biggest win in a five-year span.
Call on Learfield. The Orange shocked the Tar Heels. Pitt toppled number 21 Virginia 74-63. And in their first ranked game since 1979, number 23 Indiana State was upset by Illinois State 80-67. Fourth-ranked Marquette beat Butler 78-72. Number 10 Iowa State got by Cincinnati 68-59. To the ice of the NHL, the Lightning and Bruins went to a shootout in Boston.
Point takes the puck, skating right in on Omar. Point holds, Deeks shoots, score!
The call on WFLA, Braden Point's goal was the only scoring in the shootout. Tampa escapes with a 3-2 win. The Canucks doubled up the once-proud Blackhawks 4-2. The Oilers down the Red Wings 8-4. And the Avalanche beat the Capitals 6-3. In the first leg of the Champions League round of 16, Man City beat Copenhagen 3-1. Real Madrid edged RB Leipzig 1-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
.com. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. It was Valley Heights over Clifton Clyde, 49-41. Hanover beat Washington County, 83-27. Frankfort down to Onega, 70-46. Troy topped Axtell, 43-32. Lynn over Lakeside, 66-32. And Centralia beat Blue Valley, 63-37. North Central Kansas League girls, Chapman over Rock Creek, 52-33. Clay Center, 137-27. Concordia took Phillipsburg, 52-34. And Hayes over Abilene, 53-27. Boys play Tuesday. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights, 53-31. Hanover edged Washington County, 58-52. Frankfort took Onega, 54-27. Axtell won over Troy, 61-56. Lynn beat Lakeside, 47-45. Centralia down Blue Valley, 66-42. Rock Creek boys over Chapman, 66-39. Clay Center won 50-38. Concordia took Phillipsburg, 50-38. And Hayes down to Abilene, 54-47.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-thru window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Good Wednesday morning. Sips back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we approach the opening bell here in just a couple of hours here on this Wednesday day of trade, we'll take a peek through the overnight session here in just a moment, but a quick recap of yesterday. It was mixed to slightly lower pretty much all across the board. Some mixed figures in the grains and a bit lower in the live cattle. February down 50 cents at 183.75. April dropped 82 cents down to 185.10. Same story for the feeder cattle markets, kind of rounding out a bit after a week of good gains last week. March feeders currently down 82 at $248 per hundred weight. April's down $1.42 at 251.75. Mixed figures in the hogs. The February contract is set to expire here shortly. It finished up 65 at 74.22. However, April was down a nickel at 81.07. Into the grains, we had a pretty powerful dollar yesterday, which was leading to a lot of hesitancy. Also, the Thursday report is to come out. So again, a lot of investors right now not with much movement. It was a horrible day in the stock market yesterday due to a worse than expected inflation report, and that is kind of carrying over into the overnight session this morning. Quite a bit of pressure. March corn down 2.5 at 428 and a quarter. May's down 2.25 at 441. The wheat market with a double-digit drop this morning. March Kansas City wheat down 12 at 582 and a half. May's down 11 and a quarter at 581. Oats also a bit lower. March down a penny at 380 and three quarters cent. Same story for the soybeans. The March contract down 8 cents at 1178 and a quarter. May down 7 and 3 quarters to 1184. March soybean meals down 160 to 343.20, and even the oil markets in a bit lower. March down 7 at 47.23. Slightly higher for cotton. March is actually unchanged at 91.52, but May up 5 points at 92.11. Not much movement in the energy markets through the overnight. March crude oil up 16 at 78.03 a barrel. Unleaded gas is slightly higher at 239 a gallon. Heating oil also slightly higher to 290, and natural gas just a bit lower at 168. Dollar index to start the day. The March dollar currently down 6 points at 106.78.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Higher-than-expected inflation numbers dimmed investors' hopes for interest rate cuts, crushing a weeks-long rally for stocks. The Dow surrendered 252 points yesterday and closed at 38,273. The S&P lost 1.4%. The Nasdaq closed off 1.1%. Among the points found in yesterday's consumer price index, airfares fell nearly 6.5% in January compared to the year before. But travel analysts say those price cuts may not last. Strong holiday sales helped Sony to post record quarterly revenue to close out 2023, with 8.2 million PlayStation 5 consoles sold in the company's fiscal third quarter. At the same time, Sony has cut its sales forecast for the coming quarter. Catching a ride or getting food delivered might be tougher today. Drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash have picked Valentine's Day to rally for better pay with a work stoppage. Thousands of drivers are expected to take part. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State's annual Cattlemen's Day serves Kansas cattle producers looking to gain an understanding of current university research, interact with fellow ranchers, and browse the industry's leading technology. K-State Cattlemen's Day co-chair A.J. Tarpoff relays details of the event and the morning schedule.
It's always the first Friday of March. So we've been doing this a long time. We have a great tradition bringing producers to campus to keep them up to date with all key things happening here on campus, things that are happening in the industry, keeping them at the forefront of tools that are at their disposal, and then information that'll help them become, you know, better producers, make better decisions, and ultimately be more profitable. We have President Rich Linton that is coming in to give us a kind of an outline of his views on the university, kind of where we are right now and where we're going. Following that, we will kind of have a rehash, kind of a past and present, what's been happening with the arena, what's been happening with the animal science units. Then, of course, we've got Dr. Glenn Tonser from Ag Econ. We're going to have some outlook. We're going to be looking at beef demand, really giving a futuristic view on, okay, this is where the beef industry is today, right now. But here's some projections. Here's some things that are looking forward into the coming year.
It gives insight into one of three breakout sessions happening after lunch.
One of the areas of emphasis is always increasing carcass value. If we can find some research and find some ways to be able to increase the eatability and kind of the flavor and the taste and the texture of some of those lower cuts or lower what we consider lower quality cuts, we can do some amazing things. So with that, we've got some great work that's already been done. Dr. Michael Chow is going to be leading that. There might be some taste testing involved. It gives you a glimpse on what our teams are working at to increase the value of what you're producing.
Tarpoff reviews the registration process and key information to consider before signing up.
Go to our animal science website, so asi.ksu.edu, and we have a big events page. Not only Cattlemen's Day, but a lot of our other key animal science pages and events that we have for producers and youth, you name it. Either, you know, fill out all the information online. You can send emails to Katie Smith, or you can call. It's $25 to attend. Now, that's for pre-registration. If you walk in and register there on site, it will be a little bit more. It'll be $35 for registration. So come one, come all to the 111th Cattlemen's Day.
That was K-State Cattlemen's Day co-chair A.J. Tarpoff on what to expect at the 2024 K-State Cattlemen's Day. The $25 pre-registration ends February 23rd at noon. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company of Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include over 100 fancy red Angus, black Angus, and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They're bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February through April calving. There'll be 70 choice black white face and Hereford 3-year-old cows are bred for March and April calves, 50 reputation Hereford cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to Olean and Gustafson Hereford bulls for February to April calves. There'll be 70 fancy red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be over 275 black, Tim Angus, and red Angus cows, including 2 dispersals from 3 years to short and solid. All are bred for late February through April calving. Also offered will be 75 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. For more information or to consign cows for a special cow sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
729 from KNDY, 32 degrees, and highs around 60 today ahead of a cold front with some possible snow or flurries moving in overnight into Thursday with highs tomorrow only in the middle 40s.
Love is in the air, and so is the scent of roses. Want to really stand out this Valentine's Day? We look at alternatives to traditional roses next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 14th. It's Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, the 45th day of the year. Legendary football coach Woody Hayes and actor Simon Pegg were both born on this day. Take a look around today, and you are sure to see gift givers presenting roses, roses, and more roses. But this year, gift your loved one something that will last longer and be just as stunning. Instead of cut flowers, give a plant. Cyclamen and anthurium are both striking plants adorned with vivid heart-shaped blossoms, and an orchid always elicits oohs and ahs. Lastly, you can't go wrong with the sweetheart Hoya. This succulent is literally called Valentine plant thanks to its heart-shaped leaves. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 58 against the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. Final score was 25-22. Here's what quarterback and Super Bowl 58 MVP Patrick Mahomes had to say to the media after the game.
I can't even explain what was going through my mind. I was just extreme joy. Didn't even know where to go. Just so excited. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of the guys. The battle to the very end. I mean, that was my cause of our season. I said it.
In his MVP efforts, Patrick Mahomes threw 34 for 46 for 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also led the team in rushing with 9 carries and 66 yards. Last night's win was the Chiefs' 3rd Super Bowl win in the last 5 years and their 2nd over the San Francisco 49ers. They also the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since the 2003 and 2004 New England Patriots. Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a rough night offensively for the Valley Heights boys on a Tuesday night versus Clifton Clyde as they fell 53-31. Leading scorer for Clifton Clyde, Jack Scotchney, had 21 points, 12 in the fourth quarter to pull away from the Mustangs. Valley Heights falls to 5-13 on the season, 2-4 in league play. Leading scorer for the Mustangs was Logan Gray with 7 points. Meanwhile, Clifton Clyde moves on to 17-2 on the season, 9-0 in league play. Valley Heights girls dethroned the number 18 in Class 1A Division 2 Clifton Clyde with a 49-41 win. Sophomore Ava Smith was the star of the show with 22 points, 11 of those in the third quarter as the Mustangs moved to 13-5 on the season, 7-2 in league play. Meanwhile, Clifton Clyde girls dropped to 14-5 on the season, 6-3 in league play. Up next for Valley Heights, a road trip to Onega on Friday before a makeup game on Monday, and then a trip down to Blue Valley on Tuesday, a game that we broadcast here on KNDY Radio.
T Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. It was Valley Heights over Clifton Clyde, 49-41. Hanover beat Washington County, 83-27. Frankfort down to Onega, 70-46. Troy topped Axtell, 43-32. Lynn over Lakeside, 66-32. And Centralia beat Blue Valley, 63-37. North Central Kansas League girls, Chapman over Rock Creek, 52-33. Clay Center, 137-27. Concordia took Phillipsburg, 52-34. And Hayes over Abilene, 53-27. Boys play Tuesday. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights, 53-31. Hanover edged Washington County, 58-52. Frankfort took Onega, 54-27. Axtell won over Troy, 61-56. Lynn beat Lakeside, 47-45. Centralia down Blue Valley, 66-42. Rock Creek boys over Chapman, 66-39. Clay Center won 50-38. Concordia took Phillipsburg, 50-38. And Hayes down to Abilene, 54-47.
KNDY.
Cell phone runs out of range and every bar is gone. Cut through the woods another 100 miles and disappear for a while. I wanna hear rain.